Run to the roar. Run to the roar.
Be brave, because no one remembers a coward.
Run to the roar. Run to the roar.
Stand up and fight. Take control of your power. Become this power, because now is the time to fight.
Failures are our greatest teachers. I don't think anybody that's ever endeavored to ever do anything didn't fail at some point in some aspect of what they were trying to do. We learn from it and we move forward. There's always going to be hard times, and you just have to have belief in that where you are is where you're supposed to be. And by moving forward, the strength of your faith will unleash the power of the Creator in your life. Just whatever you do, don't stop. Because more than 99% assuredness, nobody's going to know it was a screw up unless you stop. If you keep moving, everybody's going to think that's just, you know, own it. If you were supposed to go right and you go left, then the minute that you realize, oh my God, I just went left, what am I going to do? Go to the crowd and start going, you know, dancing to the crowd or doing, they're never going to know that it was a mess up. So yes, you have to improvise, you have to adapt, you have to overcome, you have to be like water. You know, you have to be able to conform yourself to those situations so that you ever don't do yourself a disservice by not growing and not becoming better. You have to be able to be malleable. And I think that's the greatest thing about being shaped and having been to that place. You know, it may cause you to go through some growing pains, but that's awesome. So if it's really hurting, I know it's really going to be good on the other side of it. And you just see yourself grow and you grow and you grow and you grow. It can be a very lonely journey. So you absolutely have to know where you get your strength. Not everybody's work ethic is the same. So if you don't feel like you're up to that place right now to run a marathon, how do you start training for a marathon? By running more and running more, baby steps. Take it as you can take it to grow and to work those muscles, develop those muscles. And if you're willing to go through the pains and the ebbs and the flows, and the new shoes and the blisters and the whatever you got to go through to get to that goal, you will run that marathon. You have to be willing to do more. You have to be willing to take a stand and make a difference. Baby steps. Become intentional about what it is that you're going to do. Nobody in your family may have done that. Nobody in your community, your city, your country may have done that. But if that's what's been put here for you, take it in baby steps. Begin to see how that you're going to move forward. Don't try to do the whole thing at once. Sit it down. Look at it, break it down, rebuild it, put it back together, and then assign time frames to everything that you want to accomplish and break it down in phases, and then focus everything you have on that phase. If you don't love you, you can't love anybody else. If you don't appreciate you, it's impossible to appreciate anybody. If you don't respect yourself, it's impossible to respect somebody else. And if you are absorbed with that, really what it is hatred of self. And however you got there, through trauma or oppression or, you know, sort of genetic historical trauma, it becomes a situation that can be so devastating, not just in the lives of individuals, but in communities. And we have that trauma, absolutely. One of the biggest challenges right now for us to really stand up and come together as a community, I believe, is the need for our people to realize their purpose and their value, and to come to terms with who we are and the beauty of our culture and the beauty of the life that we have, and that self-worth manifests and grows, and I think it's very contagious. And that's one of the things that sometimes people say, well, these are just words, or these are just things that you're saying, and don't put a very high price on motivation or inspiration. But if you don't have hope, if you don't believe that there's possibility for you, well, then you do start to understand why we have the highest rates of suicide, why we have the highest college, the highest high school dropout rates, the lowest college attendance. We have to be out there telling our story. We can't let other people tell our story for us and continue to not have the ownership of who we are. And I think we just have to do that. And again, hopefully that's leading by example. everything that has been done before us is a part of us. And so it's equally as important that we do everything that we possibly can with our life for everything that they did for us before we were even born. And I think that makes it even more powerful when you think of, we can't depend on other people. That's sort of been my through line, is I've never understood how you can be independently codependent. You either can be independent and stand on your own two feet and know who you are and what you're here for, and in the tough times, when everything is pulling you to do something, you know, that maybe just go with the flow, that's the moment you have to be the flow. And it may run in the opposite direction of the current that's asking you to jump in. I think confidence comes from doing, trying, failing, correcting, and then doing, trying, failing, correcting, doing, trying, failing. Or if it's not your own journey, hopefully it's not, doing your work enough to look at what you're going to get involved in or people around you, and identifying where other people are having a hard time and correcting off of their mistakes. I mean, you don't wish anybody bad and you don't want to see anybody fail, but if you can look at that situation and say, wow, I know that when I do X, I need to kind of be prepared to move right and take two steps forward. Let me file that one. So being aware of whatever it is that you're going to get into or whatever is passionate about you. But I think that you really have to understand that if it's your dream and that you're moving forward to accomplish your dream, don't let anyone ever take that from you. Don't let anyone kill your passion about what it is that you feel innately is what you're supposed to do, what your journey is. That's yours. That's almost been ordained to you, specifically, uniquely, that you may be the one person that's able to move that forward. Don't let anybody rob you of that. And it's gonna happen. People are going to doubt you. People are going to, and as you'd mentioned, you know, there's going to be people that just don't see it. They just don't get it. And it sucks. I mean, it's hard to maintain that excitement. I think the other thing right there in that window is, you know, absolutely be about it if you expect other people to be about it. If you want people to be 100% excited, understand you got to be 150% excited about it. Nobody is ever going to be more excited about what you're doing than you. So you better be on fire about it. If you walk in with your head down or you don't feel that this is something that you really, at the core of your being, believe in, then you're not ready to walk in there yet. Don't go until you know it better than no one else, that you know it better than anybody else on this earth. That's vital. You have to know what you're doing. You have to know every bit of it to the best of your ability so that you can talk about it. Because the minute they see you flinch, the minute that they see you not know, or you start to make it up as you go, I think that's where people start to lose confidence in who you are, what you're about, what you're talking about. I think every successful person always looks at other successful people as, especially in their field or a field they're endeavoring to get into, why fix it if it's not broke? You just have to find your piece of it that you bring to make it you. But if they're doing it and they're doing it incredibly well, sit back and look at it and find all the ways that you can take that great model, fix it where you feel like it needs to be fixed, make it you, and then can you add to it? Can you put something on top of it? And then you take that and really, that's when you start to really do the work and sit down and study each piece of it. And then you assign the time frames. I think the time frames, the timelines are the critical piece to it, because that's where so many people go from just having a hobby or a dream. And I'm sure many people understand that dreams are tough, because without a time frame, a timeline, they may just stay dreams. When you assign a time frame and a plan of action to it, it can become a goal, and then it can become attainable. And I think that's what you have to do, is and then makes it very present then. You have your work cut out for you, you know what you need to do, and now it's just about doing it.
Here you can see the finish line. You can make it past this. This is where the future begins. Your future begins. Limits are here for you, made especially for you. This is what changes you. This is what constructs your future. Let them hold you back. This is how you can show everyone you can push past your fears. Boundaries are here to bring you down, and you are here to rise above them and break them down. You are on top, so act like it. You've always been in control. Show that you can rise up. Rise up to your potential. You can become something with purpose. Take authority. It's time to rise. Time to stand up to your life. Stand up to your beliefs. Stand up to your future. This is where it begins. Know that today is the day to become your limits. Let them define you. Let them bring you up taller and taller. Today is where your story begins. Today is the start of your new life, the start of a new future where you are the only person in control. You hold this power. Use it. Change into it. Use what you have and change. Change into a better and better person. The fire within you is still there. Do you remember it? The fire you felt, desire, inspiration, fuel to carry on, motivate. The spark of motivation to change yourself. Change to be the person you were before the worry, before the doubt. Today you will place your hand on your chest. Feel the soft pulse of life echoing through your body. Touch your skin, warm, life-fulfilling, you run through you. Appreciate that first. Appreciate yourself before you can appreciate anyone else. Then appreciate your body for keeping you this way. Thank yourself for sustaining it, keeping it healthy. Today is the day you clean your room. Clean yourself. Physically wash the doubt off your body. Take note of the hot water on your face. Take time to appreciate it. It will be worth it. Time will tell. Every day, try something new. Walk through the park, the street. Value each step your feet take. The soft beat it creates. Power through. Learn to take challenges. Power through the pain. Power through. It's time to confront your issues. Meditate. Treasure each breath as your body rises up and down. Follow the rhythm. Don't count the seconds. Count the moments. Don't wait for tomorrow. Take today to improve yourself. Set your routine. Set your boundaries. Finally, take control of life, and soon you will love and appreciate yourself just as others appreciate you. Grasp this moment. Don't wait.